Well, hello, everybody.
大家好。
Believe it or not, I have missed you a lot.
大家如果没有想象到的话，实际上我与大家已经许久时间没有见面了。
I very much enjoy visiting your church.
我每当到你们教会的时候，我都是非常欢喜的。
And I like talking to the people, especially college students.
我特别喜欢与大家一起谈话，特别是这些大学生。
The Lord has put on my heart lots of messages during this pandemic.
在基于疫情的时候，主给我许多的思想以及话语。
Today's talk has to do with what we were praying for earlier, just the social unrest in the country.
今天我们要讨论的主题乃是刚刚祷告有关系的，乃是种族之间的冲突以及紧张。
Next week, I'm also going to be here, and I'll talk a little bit more about life through the pandemic. So come back next week.
所以下个礼拜我依然会来到诸位当中，我们将会谈到在疫情当中我们如何度日。
Forgive me for my label on my screen. It says Risen King Group 5. That's my small group.
大家如果看见我 Zoom 上面写的我的名字是复活主啊，对不起，因为我这个我是用来去与我小组的时候使用的名字。
At my church, we do small groups by Zoom, and if any visitor comes on, I want them to know, oh, welcome to Risen King Group 5.
那在我们小组团契的时候，我们有不同的小组，那我之所以把我的名字放在我的荧幕当中，是复活组第五组的话，这样子让大家一进来我们线上的会议的时候，就知道他进入哪一个团体。
I hope you folks are also meeting in small groups by Zoom.
我希望诸位也是借着 Zoom, 有各种不同的小组可以聚会。
Okay, let me read what's on this title slide here, and it's the title of today's talk. Now is the time to find or support expressions of racial reconciliation.
让我讲一下今天的主题，乃是此刻正是寻找以及支持种族和解的时候。
Do you know what's meant by that term racial reconciliation?
大家可了解种族和解是什么意思呢？
Maybe you've been hearing a lot in the news lately about racism.
也许大家最近在听新闻的时候经常提到有关种族歧视这一词。
Racial reconciliation is the Bible's anti-racism message.
实际上，种族和解乃是圣经里面的教导，来抵抗种族歧视的方案。
Here in America, there are many, many ways to make your voice heard.
在美国，我们也可以借着不同的管道来发表自己的声音。
In my heart, I feel that Christians need to make their voice heard.
在我心中，总是觉得基督徒也应该要为自己的信仰发声。
And in the news and in social media, people talk a lot about racism.
而在不同的社交团体以及新闻上面，有不同的团体提到有关种族的问题。
But now is the time for the Christians to stand up and talk about racial reconciliation.
而基督徒就应该在此时站起来，大声呼集种族和解。
Racism says my race is better than your race, and I hate you.
什么叫种族歧视呢？就是自己认为的种族是高人一等的，并且排外的。
Racial reconciliation says my race is equal to your race under God, and I love you.
而种族和解的意思乃是我的种族与你的种族在神的照顾底下乃是平等的，因此我也爱你。
So I thought today I might talk a little bit about the Bible's anti-racism message.
所以今天我想借着圣经来与大家一起分享怎么样抵抗种族歧视。
I'm going to have George advance to the next slide. And you'll see a nice picture. Okay, here I just want to say once more, if there ever was a time to express support for racial reconciliation, it's now.
我想再一次跟大家强调的是，如果我们要找一个适当的机会表达种族融合的话，就是此刻了。
Do any of you know what that statue is?
大家可知道我现在给大家图片上的雕像是什么呢？
It is actually my favorite statue in the world.
实际上这是我最喜欢的一座雕像。
It is of two baseball players and I am a big baseball fan.
哦，这乃是这两个棒球球员，而我是非常喜好棒球的。
The name of the statue is symbol of tolerance, but I think it should be just a symbol of love.
在这个雕像所要表达的是一个彼此接纳的一个象征，而我希望这个跟大家陈述的是，这个雕像更表达是一个彼此相爱的象征。
Let me explain what the statue is about.
让我解释一下这个雕像是什么意思。
Like I said, those are two baseball players. The one on the left, his name is Pee Wee Reese. The one on the right is named Jackie Robinson.
在左边的这个雕像是他的名字叫 Reese， 在右边这个人的名字是 Robinson。
Okay, Pee Wee Reese on the left is a white baseball player. Jackie Robinson on the right is a black baseball player.
在左边的这个棒球员他乃是一个白人，在右边的是一个黑人。
This is a picture of event that happened in 1947.
这个雕像所要表达的乃是1947年的一件事情。
Before 1947, in America, only white people could play professional baseball.
因为在1947年以前，在美国职业棒球里面，只有白人可以打。
Black players were not allowed. They had to play in a separate league. It was segregation.
而黑人球员不可以在职业棒球队里面打球，他们必须要有自己不同的组织去打球。
Jackie Robinson, the player on the right, was the first black player to integrate Major League Baseball.
而在右边的这个黑人球员乃是第一位能够进入美国职业棒球来打球的黑人球员。
So he was the one black player among many, many white players.
他乃是在众多的白人球员当中的唯一一个黑人。
His first year in the league was in 1947.
他第一次进入职业棒球的季赛乃是1947年的时候。
That first year playing in the major leagues of baseball was the worst for him.
而第一年他进入职业棒球的那一年乃是他职业生涯当中最差的一年。
In every ballpark that he went to, many of the racist fans would call out racial slurs against him and say terrible, terrible things against him.
当他进入到不同的球场去打球的时候，观众席上就不断地为他咒骂，并且给予一些种族歧视的语言。
He received many death threats.
他实际上受到许多的辱骂，甚至受到死亡的威胁。
He offended racist people because he dared to join what was exclusively white profession.
因着他进入一个职业棒球队里面，全部都是一个白人的世界里面，他激怒了许多有歧视人的心。
One day, the Dodgers, which was their team, was playing in Cincinnati, which is at that time a very racist town.
而这一次他们这个 Dodger 这个棒球队正在辛辛那提这个地方开始要打球的时候，而辛辛那提在那个时候是非常种族歧视非常深的一个地方。
Jackie Robinson was at first base that day And many, many fans were screaming horrible things at Jackie Robinson.
而这个黑人球员正在棒球的一垒当中正在打球的时候，这个时候观众席上不断地对他咒骂。
Pee Wee Reese was playing shortstop that day on the other side of the baseball diamond.
而在这个时候，在左边的这个白人球员，他那个时候正在打二垒手的位置。
Pee Wee Reese was from Kentucky, which was very, very close to Cincinnati.And he may even have family and friends in the stadium that day.
而这个白人球员他自己是在肯达基州的成长的，他自己有许多的家人，实际上在辛辛那提这边也有可能，因为这两个地方非常的靠近，所以在这边也有他一些的朋友跟家人。
According to the story, Pee Wee Reese left his position at shortstop, walked all the way across the diamond, and just stood.By first base with his arm around Jackie Robinson that day until the crowd became silent.
当所有的观众正在辱骂这个黑人球员的时候，这位二垒手的白人球员就走到这个黑人球员旁边，把他的手放在这黑人球员身上，只等到所有的观众都安静下来。
All the racist fans saw one of their own.Embrace this black man as his equal.
当所有有种族歧视的人在辱骂叫嚣的时候，突然看见一个像他们一般的白人居然走到黑人旁边接纳他的时候，他们开始安静了。
He was able to quiet the crowd with his message of racial reconciliation.
他乃是借着他的行动来让所有的观众安静下来。见证了一个种族和解的一个图片。
He took an opportunity to speak into a crowd that was full of racist thoughts. He communicated love and respect and care across racial lines.
他就借由这样机会对这些有种族歧视的观众表达了爱的一个信息以及接纳的信息。
Eventually, many, many fans began to accept Jackie Robinson as a great baseball player.
到最后，所有的观众也开始接纳这位在一垒手的黑人球员，让他成为职棒里面的一名球员。
Jackie Robinson actually was a very, very good baseball player. That helped win over the fans.
实际上，这位黑人球员他本身是非常优秀的，也因着他有着优秀的技巧，他也赢得了所有观众的心。
But Pee Wee Reese seized upon an opportunity to speak an important message, and I think that helped a lot too.
而在这个白人球员 Reese 也在这种机会当中，他抓住了机会，与大家表达了这个信息。
In the same way, I feel like Christians today.Have an opportune moment to speak towards racist attitudes in society.
对我来说，我觉得基督徒也应该利用就在此刻来对整个社会表达一个信息。
I have several Chinese friends in Chicago, and they organized a march through Chinatown in support, to protest racism in the United States.
我在芝加哥有几位华人朋友，他们也互相组成一个游行抗议队，来表达现在在美国所产生种族问题的一个声音。
I am also part of a Facebook group of Asian pastors, and they have been using Facebook to speak messages of racial reconciliation.
我在脸书上也属于一个团体，乃是亚裔的牧师们，亚裔的牧师圈，我们也借由这个团体来表达种族和解的一个信息给大家。
I feel like we're all trying to do what Pee Wee Reese did in 1947.
对于我来说，我觉得我们都因着这个白人球员所给我们的 一个榜样，我们正在往这个方向去努力。
I think there are two ideas in the Bible that summarize racial reconciliation very well, which I will present today.
我想在经圣经当中有两段经文十足了表达种族和解的意义。
Okay, let's go to the next slide, and I'll read to you a verse from Acts 17.
接下来让我们看《使徒行传》第十七章。
The first of the two principles is this. Because of Adam, the human race is one.
第一个圣经要表达有关种族的经文，乃是因着亚当，整个人类本是一家。
Here's Acts 17, verses 26 and 27 in English, and I'll have George read it in Chinese. From one man, he made all nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。
I think this verse is very powerful.
我认为这节经文实在是非常强而有力。
It says that the human race is not divided into different races, but is really one race.
这边讲到实际上人的万族并不是分裂成不同的种族，乃是我们都是从一本而出的。
There is a unity to humankind.
也就是说我们整个人类乃是合一的。
Just think for a minute about all the racial differences that exist today.
让我们思想一下我们今天所看到的不同种族。
Black people have darker skin, white people have lighter skin.
我们发现黑人他的皮肤比较黑，而白人他的皮肤比较淡。
Asian people have certain facial features that are different from white and black people.
而亚洲人他脸部有与白人与黑人不同的构造。
The different races originate from different lands.
而我们看见在不同的种族居住在不同世界上不同的地方。
According to Acts 17, we are all from different lands because that is the way God apportioned our lands. That's how God set it up.
而我们从创世纪第十七章我们看见乃是神的旨意让万族分住在全世界各地上。
In other words, according to Acts 17, I have Chinese features and my African American friends have African American features because God arranged it that way.
然后让我们就看到我自己有亚洲人的脸，那非洲人有非洲人的脸，乃是神所定的。
I like to say that God delights in the differences.
我相信神是非常喜悦我们不同的种族有不同的呈现不同的面貌。
So, do you understand the message? I should not hate a brother who looks differently from me.Because God orchestrated that difference. It was from him.
我希望大家能够了解我的意思。我们不应该因着另一个人所长的面貌与我不同，于是我就憎恨那个与我不同的人。因为我们之所以不同，乃是神所预定，神的旨意这样子来设定的。
Who am I to hate what God has created?
那我又是谁？我哪有权利去憎恨与我长相不同的人呢？这我们都是神所造的。
And if you look at verse 27 very carefully, it seems almost as if the differences God intended so that we would all try to come together and find him.
然后我们看第27节，似乎我们看见我们之所以不同，乃是让我们产生好奇心，以至于我们可以一起来追求神。
I think in God's heart, he wished for us to see the differences and say, okay, let's see if we can find what's in common to all of us and then we would find him as a common denominator to all the races.
我似乎觉得神乃是刻意让我们开始发现我们彼此有不同，彼此揣摩，以至于我们必须要一直是思想我们有什么共同处，我们从神那边所领受的又是什么。
So I believe in racial reconciliation because of this verse. I am a Christian.
而我因着我是基督徒，我相借由这一段经文，我了解我必须要为种族和谐来奋斗。
But you don't have to be a Christian to believe this.
但是实际上你不需要一定要是一个基督徒去了解这件事情。
Let me tell you about a scientist who says something very similar if we go to the next slide.
让我来与大家讲一个科学家所有的发现。
If you get a chance later, you can look up Spencer Wells, The Journey of Man, A Genetic Odyssey. It's a book that he wrote several years ago.
如果大家聚会以后有机会的话，大家可以去查一本书，这本书的作者叫 Spencer Wells, 他写了一本人类的起源。
Spencer Wells studies genetics, which is the study of DNA in your cells.
这位科学家，他是这位作者是一位科学家，他也是研究有关人的基因以及人类学的学者。
I do not know if he's a Christian or not.He never mentions it, but he is a scientist.
我并不知道他是否是一位基督徒，他自己也没有说，但是我们确知的就是他是一位科学家。
As a scientist, Spencer Wells traveled to different parts of the world, taking human blood samples and analyzing the DNA.
身为科学家的他，曾经到世界各地去做血液的采样。并且接触到各种不同的人，把他们身体当中的基因来采集。
In your DNA, there are genetic markers which show that you share the same genetic information as your parents and as your ancestors.
在我们人体的基因里面，都含有我们自己父母以及祖先来的记号。
Spencer Wells, taking all these blood samples, was able to reconstruct how humans migrated to populate the entire Earth.
而这位科学家就因着他所采集的基因所有的组合，以至于他能够推算人类到底是从哪里起，一直分散到世界各地的缘由。
And his scientific investigation led to a map that looks similar to what you see on your screen.
而根据他的研究，他就画出了大家在荧幕上所看见的路图表。
He says through DNA, he can prove that all human peoples ultimately derive from one place.
他说，跟着因为他基因的采集，他可以算出。实际上，所有的人类乃是从原来是从一个地方所发展出来的。
He says people of European descent ultimately came, migrated from Africa. People from European descent came from Africa.
根据他的推算，他发现今天所有的欧洲人的起源乃是出自于非洲。
He even says American Indians.Came from Asia, and ultimately they came from Africa as well.
他也发现，实际上在美洲的印第安人乃是从亚洲来的，而亚洲人的起源也同时也是从非洲来的。
Now, on this picture, he actually has in East Africa, what he calls Adam and Eve, but he doesn't believe necessarily in the Bible Adam and Eve. He just says they derive.From this one center of population.
所以他不见得他是相信圣经的一位科学家，但是根据他的研究，他相信整个人类是从一对男女所产生的， 那这个地方源自于非东非。
Now he estimates that all these migrations took place relatively recently in the timetable of the world.
他实际上他根据他的推算以及研究，他发现所有的这些民族的迁移以及路径，实际上是是非的历史实际上不是很长的。
He says it all happened within the last 20,000 years.
他相信这所有的演变也不过不会超过两万年。
Now again, he's not saying he believes in the Bible. He just says the DNA can be, you can trace almost a human family tree back to one point.
我必须要强调的，他并没有说他是一位基督徒，但是根据他的研究，他发现所有的人类最后的推算回去的时候，也只是出自于一对男女。
In other words, in the name of science, he says,Black people, Asian people, white people are all part of the same human family. We have a common ancestry.
也就是根据科学的研究，他推算出，也确认实际上所有的亚洲人、欧洲人以及不同的种族的人，实际上都可以推算回去，源自于一个家庭。
What he says in the name of science sounds very close to what I read in Acts 17.
实际上他根据他的科学研究的结果让我觉得在使徒行传十七章所有的描述是几乎是符合的。
Okay, so I like Spencer Wells because it's just a scientific almost confirmation of what I read in Acts 17.
所以我喜欢这位科学家乃是因为他研究的结果就跟圣经使徒行传十七章的描述完全符合。
This is part of the reason why I believe in racial reconciliation.
这也是我为什么认为种族和解是那么的重要。
In Adam, the human race is one.
因为实际上在亚当里面，我们整个人类乃是合一在他里面的。
Let's go to the next slide, and I'll give you the second theological principle.
让我们再进入下一段经文。
Because of Christ, the human race is one.
乃是因着基督，人类自此为一。
The human race is one because of Adam, and the human race is one because of Christ.
人类乃是出自于一，因着亚当，但是人类也因此为一，乃是因着基督。
Let me read to you two different verses that were also in your church bulletin. The first one comes from Galatians 3:28, and I'll read it right now. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there any male or female, for you are all one in Christ.
在加拉太书第三章二十八节，这边说，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
When any two people stand before God, Galatians 3:28 says we're all reduced to the same level.
不论任何两个人，当我们站在主面前的时候，实际上这节经文告诉我们，实际上我们在主面前都一样的。
I am a sinner in need of a savior.The person next to me, whether he's white or black, is also a sinner in need of a savior. We are the same.
我是一个罪人，我需要救主。而站在我旁边的，不论他是白人，是黑人，他一样也是一个罪人，他需要救主。
None of these divisions that human beings like to make a lot out of, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, make any difference. We're all one.In Christ Jesus.
不论人类怎么样分彼此，不论是犹太人、希腊人或任何种族的人，但是在神面前，我们乃是都站在平等的地位。
I like to volunteer sometimes at a gospel camp for special needs people.
我有的时候，愿意花时间去志愿，去帮助一些有需要，在有残疾的人。
These are people with disabilities, very often mental disabilities. Many of them are autistic, or have Down syndrome, or have cerebral palsy.
那在我这个志愿去服务的这个团体，它里面所服务的对象有许多是心理上或智能上有残疾的，也许有些人他有自闭症，有些人有唐氏症，那也有些人他有小儿麻痹症。
None of them can speak very well or conduct themselves socially very well.
而这些人他们在表达能力上面是非常缺乏的，而他们在社交方面也非常的缺乏。
But we all worship in the same room.
但是我们却在同一个房间里面一起敬拜。
And when I'm worshiping with these special needs people, a lot of times they're on their knees crying before God in worship.
当我与这些残疾的人一起在敬拜的时候，我看到他们许多人都跪下来哭着向神哭求，而我就在他们的当中。
It is in those moments that I understand what Galatians 3:28 means.
也就在此刻，我就了解到加拉太书三章二十八节所要传递的信息。
I must never feel superior to these special needs people, because when God sees them, He sees them the same as He sees me, as a sinner in need of a Savior.
我突然觉得，我万万不要觉得我在他们当中我是高人一等的，因为在基督耶稣面前，他并不分犹太人、希腊人或任何不同种族的人。
That's the same with respect to races.
同时，这个也应用到所谓的种族歧视的课题上面。
Superior or inferior to any other, we're all at the same level because of Christ.
千万不要觉得我们高人一等或低人一等，因为在耶稣基督里，我们乃是平等的。
The second verse I want to read is from Philemon, chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
第二段经文我想提的乃是腓利门书第十五节到第十六节。
Let me give some background to these verses.
让我与大家提一下这段经文背后的背景故事。
Philemon is a slave owner who is a Christian, and the Apostle Paul is bringing his runaway slave Onesimus back to Philemon.
腓利门他本身是拥有奴隶的一个主人，而这个时候保罗却希望把他这个从腓利门家中逃出的欧尼西姆这个奴隶带回去给腓利门。
The runaway slave Onesimus is also a Christian.
而这个逃脱的欧尼西姆奴隶呢，他现在成为基督徒了。
And Philemon, the slave owner, could very easily punish Onesimus, the runaway slave who is coming back.
而这个腓利门他身为一个奴隶的主人，他乃是有十足的权利，他也有理由去处罚这个逃走的奴隶。
All right, and so these verses here are Paul's words on how Philemon should receive back his runaway slave Onesimus.
于是保罗就写了一封信告诉腓利门说他应该如何面对以及接纳这位曾经逃脱的奴隶欧尼西姆。
Okay, it goes like this. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord.
于是保罗写道，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴隶，乃是高于奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。我在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，乃是按主说。
Philemon, it is very easy to think that because you are the slave owner and he is the slave, that you are superior to him.
对于身为奴隶主人的腓利门来说，他是非常容易认为他乃是高于奴隶一等的，他乃是在奴隶身上他有十足的掌控权。
But because of Christ, do not receive him back as a slave, as a lesser, but receive him back as a brother.
但是自从信主以后，这个再也不应该是当作是奴隶的，你乃是应该把他当作是亲爱的兄弟。
Because of Christ, the human race is one.
因为基督，我们整个人乃是同一地位的。
Any sense of superiority or inferiority is wiped out because Christ equalizes everybody.
因此，借着基督，我们人在基督里不再有高人一等或者有低人一等的这样的一个分别了。
When I look upon someone who's different from me, I see only the same thing. I need Jesus just like you need Jesus.
当我看见不同的人的时候，我只看见一件事，就是我需要基督，你也需要基督。
The differences don't matter as much as we used to make about them.
而自此以后，我们再也不像过去一样把彼此分成不同的种族。
That is racial reconciliation because of Adam and because of Christ.
这乃是种族和解的两个原则，乃是因着亚当我们是原为一，因着基督我们又在里面合一了。
Let me show you one last picture. If we go to the next slide, it's of some friends of mine in. Okay, let me go with this one story. I forgot about this one story. You can look up. The story of the Christmas truce.
如果大家有机会的话，可以去找一下这个故事。这个故事乃是有关圣诞节休战的故事。
This is a true and famous story.
这乃是历史当中的一个真实事迹。
It takes place during World War I in France.
这件事迹的发生乃是在第一次世界大战在法国的一个地方。
World War I was famous because battles were fought from trenches.
在第一次世界大战，一个非常令人印象深刻的一个图片，乃是当时在打仗的时候，大家乃是挖了壕沟彼此对抗的。
So in France, the German soldiers would dig a hole and basically sit in the hole and wait for the battle to come. From their trench. Same thing on the other side. The British soldiers would dig a hole and wait for the battle to come from the British side.
所以在当时第一次世界大战在法国这个战役产生的时候，在那个时候，在德军在这个法国的境内的时候，他们自己会挖一个壕沟，所有的士兵躲在里面，等待敌人从另一方攻过来。而在同时，英国军队里面所有的士兵，他们自己也挖一条壕沟，躲在里面，等待敌人过界。
The middle area was often called no man's land, and that was the place where battles took place between the two trenches.
而两个壕沟的中间就是所谓的无人境界，在那个是他们互相打仗的一个战场。
The story goes like this. On Christmas Day of 1914, both sides, British and German, were singing Christmas songs, and they could hear each other from the different trenches.
而就在第一次世界大战1919年的时候，当时英军以及德军他们在自我的壕沟里面的时候，在圣诞节的那一天，他们突然听到对方的壕沟里面都传出圣诞圣诗的音乐。
And because they could hear each other singing about the birth of Jesus, eventually some of the Germans and some of the British came out from the trenches and met in the no man's land.
因着那一天是圣诞节，而他们彼此听到对方所唱的圣诞诗歌的时候，德军和英军他们就不由自觉的就出了自己的壕沟。
You can see in the picture, the men shaking hands, and there's a small little Christmas tree sitting right there on that battlefield.
大家可以看见这个图片，就描写当时的情形。这时候两军都一起出来唱着圣诞诗歌，而这个图片当中有一个小小的圣诞树。
According to the story, they gave gifts to each other, Christmas gifts, and according to the story, they even played a little soccer game in the no man's land.
根据这个历史的记载，当时他们不但彼此唱歌，甚至彼此交换礼物，还听说他们后来还一起踢足球。
As soon as Christmas was over, they had to go back to going to war.
当圣诞日那天一结束的时候，他们彼此又必须归队，彼此打仗。
I have always liked this story a lot.
我实际上我非常喜爱这个故事。
It means that both sides recognize that because of Jesus Christ and what he does as his act of love for all of humanity, the human race is one.
借由在圣诞节的时候，这个双方敌对的一个状态，却因着彼此的诗歌，他们被提醒耶稣基督乃是爱，他们彼此可以在一起。
Each side said, because of Jesus, I will refuse to fight you. I have no good reason to fight you.
两边因着他们对耶稣基督的认识，他们突然了解，在这一天，他们实在没有理由必须要彼此攻击。
Jesus Christ is the great equalizer.
耶稣基督乃是让他们和平的最主要的原因。
That is the message of racial reconciliation.
这乃是种族和谐的一个信息。
Let me now go to the next slide and I'll tell you about some friends of mine.
让我借由下面这个投影来跟大家介绍我一个朋友。
This is a picture of two churches in Cleveland.
在这个图片当中，我们给大家呈现了两个在 Cleveland 的一个教会。
The one on the left is a black church, and the man in the left-hand side of the picture is the pastor of that church, Ron Morrison.
在左边的这个图片乃是一个黑人的教会，那左边的这一位就是那个教会的牧师。
The picture on the right is a white church across town.And the man in the picture on the right is actually a Chinese man that goes to that white church.
而在右边这个建筑物乃是在离黑人教会不远的附近的另一个城镇的一个白人教会。而在照片当中，右边这一位乃是一个华裔，他参与那个教会。
The man on the right's name is Terry Tung.
而右边这一位的是他的名字姓唐，叫唐 Terry.
Okay, those two guys, Ron Morrison and Terry Tung, were always good friends. And because of their friendship, they said, "Hey, can our churches become like kind of sister churches in Cleveland?"
而这个左边的这个黑人牧师与右边的这位华裔，他们彼此是好朋友。于是有一天，他们两个人在一起说，要不要我们有没有想办法让这两个教会一起合作呢？
So there is actually in Cleveland a black church, white church partnership.
So 也就是借由这样的一个机缘，这两个教会他们在一起合作努力。
I know about it because they invited me to be the speaker at a joint sort of retreat that they held.
我之所以知道这两个教会他们在一起合作，乃是因为他们有一次，这两个教会当他们一起合办一个退休会的时候，他们请我过去做他们的讲员。
Sometimes they have joint prayer meetings, sometimes they do joint missions projects, but they consider themselves sister churches.
他们有的时候一起合办祷告会，有的时候一起合组宣教队，而他们两个教会成为一个姊妹，一对姊妹教会。
I like telling you about this church partnership because I think it's a timely message of racial reconciliation.
我喜欢用这个故事来与大家分享，特别在这个时候，我们提到一个种族和解的时代。
We need more of those at this time.
我们实际上在这个时刻，实在需要是像这一类的故事有非常多的时候。
Okay, so let me see if I can summarize on this last slide here. All right, this is really all about the gospel. And so the first point is the gospel is all about a vertical, up and down reconciliation between humans and God.
所以在这边我想与大家做一个总结。我想在这边说的是福音是我们人与神一个纵向的一个和睦。
Okay, but the important point is this, a vertical reconciliation, which is up and down, implies a horizontal reconciliation side to side between humans.
而福音也是横向人与人之间的和睦。
Okay, so both up and down and side to side, that's all one gospel.
而福音里面所传递的就是我们有纵向的和睦和横向的和睦。
And that one gospel message is the message that needs to be communicated at this present moment.
而现今这个时候就是我们必须要传递这样信息的时候。
Okay, thank you very much. Let me pray, and then we'll be done.
而让我在这个时候为大家祷告，然后我们就结束今天的讲道。
Lord, I pray that the House of Christ Love Church can be a place where the message of racial reconciliation can be proclaimed.
主愿意主爱之家是成为一个可以宣告种族和解的教会。
Let this place be a place that lends its voice.
愿这个教会能够传递你自己的信息。
To the message of racial reconciliation.
带出种族上的和解。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。